Ghana's Electoral Commission announced the governing party's Nana Akufo-Addo received 49% of the vote, while the opposition's John Atta Mills received 47%. Because neither candidate received a 50% majority, the two veteran politicians will face each other in a runoff election in 3 weeks. It was one of the closest presidential races in the country's 50-year history and was closely followed by Ghanaians on radio and television. Akufo-Addo campaigned on continuity, promising to continue the cautious, pro-economic growth policies of outgoing President John Kufuor and his new Patriotic Party. Professor Vladimir Antuidanso of the Legon Center for International Affairs says the election showed Ghanaian politics are maturing.
Electorates are becoming a little more discerning, but it looks as though while the incumbent was riding on the achievements, the opposition tried show that the achievements has not reflected in the pockets of the individual.
He says the governing party suffered some loss of support due to the rise in prices for food and petroleum and shortages of electrical power and water. As a result, it no longer dominates the parliament. Antuidanso says Ghana's next president will have to build alliances with smaller parties in order to pass legislation.
It looks like the hung parliament for the future. I believe it's good for our democracy because parliament will have to be built on consensus, and that is very good for our democracy.
Antuidanso says one unfortunate aspect of the election was that some candidates made ambitious promises that will be difficult to fulfill without abandoning the prudent economic policies of the outgoing government.
In our young democracies, what happens is that appeal to the people's stomachs, pockets, become more appealing, but then those promises cannot be fulfilled.
He notes that Ghana recently negotiated a reduction of its foreign debt by more than half, and the discovery of important offshore oil reserves is expected to provide new revenues to the government in 2 years. But experts caution that only solid economic growth can bring the sustained revenues needed to improve social programs, and they say vigilance must be maintained that the revenue windfall is not diverted into the pockets of corrupt officials. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Dakar.